Going to go and talk to journalist Belle True, because reports are emerging this lunchtime that one of the most horrific conflicts in the world, and one which has seen appalling humanitarian disasters, that there could possibly be a truce being negotiated for the war in Yemen. Belle True, what can you tell us?
Well, it's really an historic moment for the 3.5 year devastating conflict that sparked one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world today. The UN chief basically announced an agreement over the flashpoint port city of Hodeidah, which would basically see all sides withdraw and humanitarian access be allowed. Now, this is really a key point of the conflict that has really exacerbated the conditions in Yemen, which is on the brink of a famine. So that's major. We also saw Yemen's foreign minister and a leader in the rival Houthi group shake hands in this agreement. They also said that there's going to be some kind of a deal struck over the city of Taiz, which has been under a kind of intermittent siege. And that comes obviously after news of a massive prisoner swap. So what we're talking about here is a kind of ceasefire deal, humanitarian access, and obviously a prisoner swap, which could pave the way for a full-term, long, you know, agreement in the future and an end to the war.
And who's backing this deal? In other words, who's going to make certain that this truce will hold and actually deliver what's being promised in those terms?
Well, according to the UN chief this morning, there's going to be a sort of neutral force deployed to Hodeidah that will have a monitoring role. They said just within days there could be the evacuation of all troops from the area. So we're essentially turning it into an internationally controlled civilian zone. In terms of the prisoner swap, which is obviously a very important moment to sort of boost relations between the two sides, that's going to be monitored by the International Committee of the Red Cross. So what we're looking at is international oversight of this, as all sides realise that the humanitarian crisis in Yemen has reached such a crescendo, it just can't continue.
Belle True, thank you very much indeed for filling us in on that story.